You're listening to the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids Weekly Leader Training. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Gospel Project for Kids Weekly Leader Training Podcast. I'm Maggie Bertram, and today I'm joined by Suzanne Burnett. Hey, Suzanne.
Hey.
All right, so I have a fun question for us today.
I can't wait.
So last week we got to talk about really great ways that we have seen God work in the kids in our lives. Mm. And this week we're going to talk about failures.
Okay.
Have you ever had a lesson totally flop? And what did you learn from it?
Yes, absolutely. So my husband, he is a children's minister. And a few years ago, we were able to serve on staff together where he was children and I was preschool. And so we would plan all kinds of things together, events. And I remember one Wednesday night, we really wanted to do a Minute to Win It night.
Yes.
And I mean, that was back when Minute to Win It was like, it's this huge thing. And so we came up with like, I'm telling you, like some super fun games, probably 10 different games that we came up with. We had everything so organized. I mean, mm-hmm. It was beautiful. You guys would be so proud of us. We had everything in those clear containers, all the supplies, where we could just pull a container and start an activity. And I mean, it couldn't have been more organized and beautiful and perfect. Yes. And so we get into the gym, we have all the kids, we're one game in and they're done. And it's Minute to Win It. Like, these are 1 minute games. Like, it's not lasting long.
Right.
They were not feeling it. And so we kept trying. Like, we were on like game number four and the kids were just not into it. And so we were just like, okay, let's play dodgeball. And then we did. And the kids thought it was like the best night because they got to play dodgeball. But it was just such a reminder, like, just knowing like your crowd, like knowing your kids. And those kids did not want to sit and wait their turn. They wanted to all participate at the same time.
It is hard.
We just had to throw it out the window.
Yeah. Cause sometimes they really like kids will be super invested in them. Yes. Like even if they're in the audience and other times it's like they lose interest so fast and it's hard to know which is going to happen, but it's also a good example of pivoting. You guys pivoted really well.
Exactly. We just had to go, well, that didn't work.
Yeah. So when I was on staff at a church, we taught a class to explain the gospel to kids. And so kids and parents would come and we would teach this class. And it was full of object lessons. So it would be like, we would do an object lesson from the stage and then the parents and kids would discuss it at their tables. And we had taught it probably 5 times over the course of several years at this point. And with object lessons, there's always that like, you know, there's a variable where it could go wrong, you know,
part of
the fun of an object lesson. Right. Mm-hmm. But you know, we had done it so many times at that point where you're just like, well, yeah, like we know what to expect. We know what could go wrong and how to account for it and all of the things. And we taught that class and like literally every object lesson, something went wrong.
No,
it was like one of the object lessons was supposed to be something that a kid would not be able to do without the help of an adult. And the kid immediately completes the activity without the help of an adult. I was like, well,
I don't need you.
There goes us teaching about how we need God and we can't do it on our own because you just did it on your own. Another one involved a candle and we could not get it to light like at all. I mean, it was just like, it became comical because thing after thing was just not working. And it wasn't
and
even.
And this
it
was all in like, the same
This
time.
Is all in the same night. This is all in the same night. And it's sort of like the same thing where we were so prepared and like we had done this before. It wasn't a new thing. Yeah. And it was funny after the fact, but it was pretty frustrating during it. And I think, what did we learn from that? I don't know if I really learned. I think just to be, I don't know if there was any really meaningful lessons other than, you know, you could practice something a million times and it could still go wrong at a million and one. And that's okay. Yes. And we just move on. All right. On this episode, we are discussing Unit 15, Session 2, Prophets to Judah. And this is focusing on Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, and Zephaniah. So just a little bit of content there.
Just a little.
To cover. Yeah. Suzanne, why don't you share the big idea of this session with us?
Yeah, sure. So God alone is to be worshiped because only he is worthy of worship. God commanded his people, the Israelites, to worship him alone, but they did not worship God wholeheartedly. They turned to idols like the nations around them. After the kingdom split into the northern kingdom of Israel and the southern kingdom of Judah, God's people were led by many wicked kings who did what was evil. Last week, we learned that Judah had some good kings who did what was right in God's eyes. Yet the good kings died, and God's people returned to worshiping idols. God even sent prophets to warn his people to turn away from their sinful ways. Eventually, the northern kingdom of Israel was destroyed, and the people were exiled to Assyria. This week, we'll learn how God continued to send more prophets to tell the people of Judah to repent from their sins. Our story point for this week for preschool is God sent prophets to tell people to turn away from their sins. And the story point for kids is God sent prophets to tell people to repent of their sins. And now we'll move into the part of the podcast where we'll talk about some specific activities that might need a little bit more of attention or direction. And so this week for preschool, there is an activity for older preschool called Drive Cars. And if you want to expand this activity, you can give preschoolers strips of painter's tape and invite them to make roads on the floor. That will just give them a little bit of extra fun as they're playing with cars.
And in younger kids, there's an activity called A Better Way To. And you could select a couple of examples to demonstrate and then practice those beforehand. And one of them includes pipettes, and you may have those from a previous session. In older kids, there's an activity called Retell the Story. And this method needs to be practiced ahead of time, especially with getting the puppet stick placement correct. And it might actually be fun to tell the story using those puppets and then invite the kids to retell the story using the puppets. In kids worship, there is a group demo that involves showing kids how to purify, how gold is purified. And so you could choose to replace doing the actual demo. You're not actually purifying gold, don't worry.
Oh.
but it's a demo showing them the process. And so instead of doing that, you could choose to find a video of gold jewelry being melted down and purified to show the group during this demo.
That's cool.
And then in midweek, there is an activity called God's Love Chalk Walk. And if it doesn't work for you to do this outdoors, you could instead give the kids sticky notes and markers and lead them to write notes to stick around the halls of the church.
I love that.
All right, let's wrap up by talking about what we are excited for in this session. And I love that while the messages of the prophets were specific to Judah, they still speak to God's character and what he asks of us today. And as I was reading the story, Nahum's message really stuck out to me, where he says, God is slow to anger and great in power. This was spoken over a group of people who had repeatedly turned away from God and turned their worship and attention to the idols of the culture around them. And yet, God is still slow to anger. God's character doesn't change based on our actions, which is so good. I'm so, so grateful for that.
Yeah.
That is truly both a grace and a mercy to us.
Yes. And that's such a gift. And it's such an important truth to help kids understand this week that God is slow to anger and full of compassion, even when we make wrong choices too. And we don't have to be afraid to come to God and confess our sin because God, he wants us to come and talk to him because he loves us.
Absolutely. Such an important truth for them. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the podcast. We hope you found it helpful as you prepare to teach the Gospel Project for kids in preschool.
Thanks for listening to this week's leader training for the Gospel Project for preschool and kids. For more resources to help you focus your ministry on the gospel, please visit gospelproject.com.